Scott Laughlin on vacation. Marcy King is sitting in with us today as well. And yes, it was Senator Bill Brady on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's hopefully it's going to be a good 4th of July, heading down to Springfield momentarily. And hopefully we will be able to work out some compromise that can move the state forward.
Well, with the late nights, I wasn't sure. I said, you guys have been on such a scattered schedule through the weekend. I know that everyone is trying to get something done. I know that there's probably been a lot of frustration from your side, even having to hear what people are saying when you're sitting there trying to work and get something done. And we all seem to have the answers for everyone. But I appreciate you taking time to call. And I do want to start because I haven't talked to you to congratulate you on your new Senate Republican leader position. I know that started on Saturday. So what was your Saturday different than other days up to that point?
Well, I, as deputy leader, Senator Redonia had asked me to represent the caucus in various ways. So I have been helping out in various ways, working with members of my caucus and negotiations. So, when I was elected, she said, now it's pretty much yours. But she didn't officially leave until Saturday at 5, at which time we adjourned. So it's been a good transition. We're looking to make the most of this. Yesterday's movement by the speaker was a little disturbing based on what I know, but I have not talked to the speaker yet. I will do that. And hopefully we can make lemonade out of lemons right now. But I'm optimistic, and I'm looking forward to representing our caucus. I've got a great caucus. It's a diverse caucus that's got a lot of strength, and I'm just looking forward to working with them in the role they've entrusted me, and I think we can get some good things done. The governor's been good to work with. He wants something for the state, but it's got to be the right something. He knows we need some things that he and I don't, that we agree on. But given the Democratic control, there are some things that in this compromise that we may not ever wish to do, but the Democrats do have control of the General Assembly. So we'll try to work something out. We thought we were almost there. We were negotiating until nearly midnight on Friday night at levels that we thought we reached a good point, but yesterday was an unfortunate day to see the House Democrats take the maneuver they took.
Well, and what does it mean as we hear in the news that the Illinois House passed the spending bill, Senate Bill 6, for 2018 by a vote of 81-34? Then they came shortly after, that all coming shortly after the revenue bill had been passed, 72-45. What does it mean as we get up today then and we hear that the governor's saying, well, I would veto that? People are now saying, well, how much more time will that affect us with?
Right. It didn't help. Let me put it that way. I'll get down and I'll meet with the Bureau of the Budget and our budget staff. We've got a great staff. But what happened here yesterday, which is just a typical, unfortunately, I shouldn't say typical, but what was the stunt was the House thought they were going in to vote on a revenue package. That's what I was told was discussed at the leaders' meeting the day before. The House gets out of their caucus meeting to discuss that revenue package, and the Democrats file a new budget and a new revenue package. And these documents aren't two or three pages. They're hundreds of pages. And that puts us all in a non-transparent, let's say, position. So, frankly, I don't know yet. Our staff, I think, worked overnight to try to figure out what's in that. I don't know yet. I've been given assurances from some Democrats, but you can't just vote on assurances. We have to see it. And that stunt yesterday wasn't helpful. But hopefully we can pick up the pieces and make the most. It's not just the budget that needs to be passed. It's property tax relief. I continue to think that term limits are an important part of what the people of Illinois want. It's workplace reforms. No budget will work in the long run without creating jobs. So in addition to that, it's education funding. Our own local local Senator Jason Berrickman has had a good crew of people working with him on what would bring parity to funding and enhance funding for all of education throughout Illinois. So there are some key issues that remain to be important and not concluded. So we will continue to work on that.
Will some people work tomorrow then?
I believe that I'm going to encourage my members to stay in Springfield until we get this job done. It is imperative that we do. I don't know that we can get it done today. That would be wonderful if we could get everything done today. But I don't know. I don't think yesterday's actions helped us. But we'll pick up the pieces and see what we can do.
So it appears that most of it is in the hands of our legislators. Is there anything as the people that we can do to help move it along? I mean, Scott would say it doesn't make sense to call. And, yeah, a few prayers maybe, something. Is there anything we can do to help?
You know, I think, you know, people particularly, let's just face this. The problems we're dealing with resonate from the 12 years of Rod Blagojevich and Pat Quinn and the Democratic control of the General Assembly. Governor Rauner is trying to turn this state around in a revolutionary way, and this is a plan that was put together with House and Senate Republicans and business leaders and other people who care about the state deeply. Change isn't easy, but change has got to occur. Unpaid bills and $120 billion in unpaid pension obligations will not move this state forward. Those are the sufferings and spending beyond. So we were elected to make a difference, in our opinion, and getting the Democrats to change is difficult. And we're going to continue to strive. So I would say that if you know someone who is a Democrat district, and say, because I believe the people of Illinois want a balanced budget. They want to cap spending. They want property tax relief, the state that has the highest property taxes in the nation. These are the things that the governor and we Republicans are fighting for. We can't continue to kick the can down the road. So if they know someone who knows their Democratic representative senator, I think the message is, hey, you got to come and meet the Republicans, at least in the middle. And that's all we're asking for. And the things we're asking for, everybody I've talked to wants.
I had a caller earlier today, and she said that I'm spending too much time on depressing things, and she wants to focus on the fourth. So I'm going to let you wrap it up by sharing your fourth wishes for our community.
Well, my wish is that we get a balanced budget. We give the people property tax relief. Term limits would be nice. And then we move on to a public safety and a capital program that rebuilds the state. It creates jobs and opportunity for Illinois citizens. And I'm thinking that we've got a good chance of getting that done.
Thank you for taking time this morning, Senator. I know you're under a lot of stress. And we appreciate all that you're doing. And we're going to wait for some good news.
Let me just say happy 4th of July to everyone and their families. And celebrating this holiday is important. It's what makes us one of the greatest.